Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant for tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is mea culpa. Before we get to that, let me remind you that the London Leadership Leap is still open for registration. It's 30 days of intense coaching with me, kicked off in 2 days in person in London with a bunch of your peers. We're going to have a blast, and I'm extremely excited to see you all in person. So do check it out. The link is in the show notes. And if you have any questions, if you're unsure, my email is there as well. Feel free to reach out to me. And now let's get to today's subject, mea culpa. Mea culpa, Latin for my fault. I'm guessing you've heard the phrase in the past. And I want to talk about this concept of admitting that we made a mistake and what happens after that. First of all, I think that not enough leaders feel confident enough to admit within a room of their employees or of their peers that they made a mistake or that they misunderstood something and that they acknowledge that. I think that this is the first step in order to start creating an atmosphere, a culture of radical candor, where people can be honest and sincere. So the first part today, out of this very short episode, I promise you, is that I want you to think back about when was the last time that you were this vulnerable, that you admitted that you had made a mistake, because I'm pretty sure you made a mistake recently. I made like 5 today. And given that, how did you show people, your peers and your employees, that it was okay to make mistakes? Because we want to create an atmosphere where people speak up, where people don't hide their mistakes, where people actually help each other. So this mea culpa, this concept of in a meeting saying, I misunderstood, this is on me, I'm sorry, let's learn from it, that's a good first step. And then second, if you already feel like you do that, you have no problem admitting to your mistakes, the real part is, how do we react when other people admit to their mistakes or hide them? Either way, when it happens, when you realize that a mistake has been made, you have to ensure that you don't shoot the messenger. You have to create an atmosphere where we don't do this game of pointing fingers and looking for blame, but we actually learn from mistakes. So whenever we have a postmortem, the goal isn't to find who's the scapegoat, but the goal is to learn and improve. So whenever someone actually speaks up and says that they made a mistake, they missed this, they missed that, okay, let's talk about how did this happen? Could this have been prevented? Was something missing? That sort of stuff. And only by making it routine for people in the company to admit that they made a mistake, to say mea culpa, can you create a team that actually is open, candid, and can help each other work better together, learn together, and improve your ongoing momentum. Anything else means that you're trying, you, as in your entire team, you're all trying to hide what's really going on underneath the surface. And sweeping mistakes under a rug never works. You can only delay so far until eventually someone has to move that annoying rug. So let's not do that and actually think about how do we admit to our own mistakes? How do we tell others in the team that we realize they made a mistake and that's fine, let's learn from it? And how do we react when someone comes up and lets us know that they made a mistake? All that together should eventually create a team that actually learns together, not something that stresses people out and means that they are trying to cover their own behinds. So we're gonna make mistakes, why not learn from them? That's the bottom line this week. That's it. Thank you for joining me. If you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. If you have any questions or comments, my email is always in the show notes, and I'm always happy to hear from listeners. And again, do check out the link about details for the London Leadership Leap. Someone asked me what would I have done if this was being held somewhere else. I'm thinking maybe I'll just limit it right now only to cities that start with an L. But if you have ideas for other good names with a good alliteration, let me know. Thank you. Talk soon.